pasuk which we're dealing with, first page of Toisamo Hashem Lakatu Hashem Yochim Liyiras Hashem Lakatu Lechad B'chol Rechob Lava Yisoy Lava Yisoy Hashem Lakatu B'chol Vobcho B'chol Nafshecho. Okay, so the pasuk tells me that the Bereshim only wants a new Yira. He wants Alicha B'chol Rechob, he wants Ava, he wants Yerbichos Baruch B'chol Leva B'chol Nefesh. The next pasuk continues and adds two more things, so it's not right. The Bereshim doesn't want too much from you. He wants Yira, he wants Alicha B'chol Rechob, he wants Ava, he wants Avedah Hashem B'chol Leva B'chol Nefesh, and he wants Yishu B'Shem all the Chukim and the Mishpatim, the next pasuk says, the Toi B'loch. It's good for you. Okay. So this first piece is Rosh Hashanah, which I put the whole piece in because it's hard to like not see all of it, but I'll touch on, I can do all of it inside. Yishrosh Hashanah is Zoish Shlodosh Chanes Gedolos Achaz Yibah Omer Ma Hashem Akech Hashem Yimokim Liyira Min Ranirosh Is Yimad Drega Yosek Gedolos Yichol Adam Lahasik. It's not a little thing, it's a very big thing. So the Lashon of the Pasuk says Ki'im doesn't seem to be incorrect. If it's something which is quite a madrega, it means it doesn't come easy. Because if it come easy, it means you wouldn't find it very in the few individuals having it. It's something which is quite an accomplishment. Right? It's quite an accomplishment to walk. Most people walk. We don't say that, wow, look, he accomplished, he's walking. Right? Because it's something which the nature of the person is inclined to that. That a person has yira. Someone is not inclined to it, and that's why it's such an accomplishment. I can prove this to you from the psukim. Psukim talk about kiyetzel hev adam ra miyudarov kiyel yisven zekorkir for anochnu. Okay, Chazal say luba itzusha natim shalom meira leh shehi ra. Even the one who made it says it's bad. Okay. The Mor says, "Rasandri butz is matzi amr hachi breshalom mukalubi duulav anecha shetzani lasis anecha mi ma'akas harsha b'isha." So I'm saying, I want to do it, and I can't do it. The harsha ma'akas is ma'akas. And before we count, shagam oisim shechepsum b'tzonim lechabris baram yitzara ma'akas b'alein. So you see, that's very not easy to have the yira. The yitzara is going to challenge you. That's a raya from the psukim and from the pesach. And Mashanir Lion Machir as a gamke. What we see the reality on the ground. Who she do a shema sheish the dover b'tivoy nimseo b'atzadaroy. Something which is very very natural. Most people have it. Shal yimatzo yiyal tzadamiyut azores. Something which is not natural. It's not going to be so common. Kasher nomer shivnei teva hakayitz huliyas cham. Summers are hot. So Rebbe kaitzim yiyakach. Therefore, a person has a nature to love his children. So, most people love their children. It would be natural and to be easily inclined to get yira. So, you expect most people to have that. People want to do things which are good. And we see that that's not true. Must be that it's not so easy to get it. Okay. So, what's Shatna Pasuk? Ki'im. Rechazal Nisorba is the next paragraph. Omru. Ata yir mesuz utrasihi. Metir tza'in lagam emoshim mesuz utrasihi. Mashal adam shahim evakshim imena kli gadol b'yesh loy dema lov ki kli katan. Kli katan v'ein loy dema lov ki kli gadol. Okay, so, here we have what the Pasuk says. Moshim was easy. But the answer to is that doesn't answer the question. Can you remember that my mom who in they show you double cut and it's a much show you that they may okay. Moshe felt it was easy. The free spoke about that. Even though for us it's not. In a years ago it's a shar and osh. Was I mean a time came there a maskil has showed him she dam a mashu no let's like she no let's a colon osh. People understand that just because I'm good at something doesn't mean somebody else is good at it. And if you don't understand that, that's lacking in knowledge and understanding. So it's not logical that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to present something as being like this simple item, knowing that most people it's not simple. Oh, he thinks that everybody, for him it's simple, everybody else is also simple. And then we're insulting Moshe Rabbeinu's intelligence.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's the question. Then he says in the next paragraph, he says that the psukim stress about the fact that there was Onshim for Parurim, for Mitzrayim, for Dosan, for Abiram. It seems he's addressing Schar Yiris Onish, which we know that's not really the Mahalach is supposed to be. Mm-hmm. So all this makes it very difficult. Okay. So we're quite confused with these psalms. We also in a Nichud Azet, in the bottom paragraph. When you know year a kasha at seer betchilas ha'inyan of a reo b'kirkai. I want to explain it. What year it is? For who? Can you know year b'chold over? She tisog a nefesh achor v'hiskabitz kachosel la'atzmo. Year is the act of jumping back and withdrawing into yourself. Kishe tishayir b'tisayir eiz adover mechaser. When you become aware of something which will in some way seem to limit you or affect you. So you withdraw because of that concern that you're going to be limited. I mean, mischaser. It can be mischaser to the full extent the person's killed. So he's totally chaser from the world. Or some way his body is limited or something. So he will withdraw in face of that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we're not talking about out of fear then here, I guess. Fear like fear of onish.
No, fear of getting hurt, like simple level. Right?
That's what we're talking about in that context.
Well, fear of Ernish is an example of that, but this is the simple understanding. I'm walking down like I'm walking down the dark alley late at night, all by myself, without any type of weapon. And I meet a guy who's twice my size with weapons in his hands. So I'm very acutely aware of my limits vis-a-vis this person. I'm aware of that he's potentially going to, in some way, make me chaser. And my natural instinct is to withdraw. Okay. That's Yira. That's the sort of year. Yira is that awareness of the limitation and the withdrawal which comes with it because of the concern of the historian which is going to develop. So if I want to give you a definition, I say, okay, look up in Merriam-Webster's dictionary, the word Yira. This is the definition of Yira. I would say that really there are, I would think that really there are two steps to the Yira process. There is the intellectual understanding, and that's part of Yira, which is what he's describing over here, that when you're Meshayer, the desire is over Mechasra, you're aware of the danger, you're aware of the nature is to pull back. I haven't described an emotion yet. The emotion is I feel scared. Right? But the feeling scared is only part of the Yira process. The Yira process is this understanding and awareness of the limitations and the impact and the effect, and therefore pulling back and being reacting to that emotional. Okay. Now, when we realize the Kodesh Baruch Hu's got greatness, the Bershom sees us totally. The Bershom is totally aware of all my limits, all of my chesronos. If we would truly have that understanding, we would be in full Yira. We have a certain awe and a certain fear in standing in front of Moshe Feinstein and talking to him. There's no danger. You're aware of how great that individual is, and how limited you are vis-a-vis, how less you are vis-a-vis that. And I say, I don't belong here. That itself is an element of Yira. It's that idea of having been that this acute awareness of my limitations, and that therefore I withdraw. So you have pachad when you're going to meet an olam gadol like that. Nothing to do with einish. That is the natural instinct of the person. So if we would have that. Now, the problem which we have is we don't seem to be walking around with this. Right? The way he's describing it is it's the most natural instinct in the world. Right? And if we stop and we realize that, I mean, there's no the no greater gap than the gap of a nivra and a bore. It's you know that they have in the New York subway. Beware, watch the gap, right? Right. This is the gap that you were watching. This is the chasm that we're watching. Right? So the chasm of the difference between a small insect and myself. So an insect, if it would have seichel, would have a tremendous yira from me because it understands the gap between the two of us. The human being, the awareness of the gap between him and his creator, right? If is infinite times more than that. So we should be walking around with tremendous yira, right? So what's the problem? The problem is that we don't really, really, you know, we believe in it, but we don't live in it. But already he's setting us up for where Chazal is going with the psukim. Okay. So. That the psukim, the point of the psukim over here is saying, but your son of Malian is that come with the Hasig of love, your Hashem is Baruch of us. It's very easy to come to Avon, your Fisha, Shinisha, Karak, Sikhla, Mugli, Karak, Menage. Because once you would think about it truly, that is a natural response. And that's what the Pasuk is saying, that's what Chazal is saying. Right? Yeah, most people have a problem with it. We have to figure that out. But why that's so? But don't think that this is something which is outside of your nature. This is very, very. This is ingrained in your nature. The natural instinct, the way you deal with these type of situations, is to have yira. With your seichel, this becomes the most logical thing in the world. Your natural instinct is to have yira. Elamai, what? We have to figure out why we don't have yira. But be'etzem, you need to understand that I'm not asking you for something which is extrinsic to you. I'm asking for something which is intrinsic to you, and there's layers which are blocking it. Okay, that's a whole different conversation. That's how we understand the pshat. Okay. That's the Ram. Next page is on the Kedis Yitzchok, which the piece of the Kedis Yitzchok is the piece of the Kedis, it's a long piece. I just put in the last page of it. And he says like this, not the right kibi yira zois asher kain tiar nua, the way we describe this yira, shomer lea it's not such a small thing. We see that all of the Chakim had difficulty understanding this. That's Chazal's question. That's the question. He spoke about them. Fine. But the answer is also very simple. As the one who gave over the Torah, gave us the kelim to make it easy together.
I mean, he gave actually Bnei Yisrael that was there standing in front of Moshe Rabbeinu? Or
all the generations to come.
All generations to come.
We have in the Torah the vehicle to allow us to get to this. It's there's nothing in the world like Yir Shemayim. It's the greatest thing, and it's the simplest thing in the world. So how can both the statements be true? The answer is that on one hand, you see that trying to get it without the Torah, it's very impossible. And Moshe Rabbeinu, after getting it through what Moshe Rabbeinu was able to get, he gave over to us, through the vehicle of the Torah, everything we need to get it in a simple way. That's how he answers the question. He doesn't say what exactly it is, right? But that's his approach. Okay. We'll come back to that a little bit. So maybe let's do this right next. There is. Skip to the page. Oh, it's not a perfect page. Okay, close enough. Page of the Maral, which looks like this. So, there you go. I should not read it. My wife. This is from the Sivas Olam, the Siv Yiras Hashem. It's a good place to look. The topic of Yiras Hashem. Okay.
There's a few of those in there.
So he brings the Chazal about the Kol Hashem Chutz Yerushalayim, and then so the Pesach says, "Atoyu Yisrael Moshe Makach Shem Mokim." The Yerushalayim says, "I'm asking you to have your." It means I can't give it to you. I need to ask that from you. On the other hand, the Chazal says, "Is the Mitzvotzehi?" We have the Gemara which says, there's nothing but the Kodesh Baruch has nothing more valuable to the Kodesh Baruch than your Shemayim. So you know, making a little thing, making a big thing, like, you know, it's very confusing. There was a Vurma Oid. So in the second paragraph, excuse me, the second column, it bracketed off about 15 lines down. Kimi sheyesh berchokh ma bedas yesh lohamid dvar meitl. It makes sense. Ki adam olu mitzad atzmo lo mitzad ha'ilu. The person is an olul. He's an effect. He's not a cause. Mekach I after shiya yir shemaim b'day shemaim rak mitzad ha'odem shuha olul. So the Russian can't have yir shemaim because yir shemaim is there because of the awareness of the gap. So only the nivra who has that gap can have yir. The Russian can't have yir. So that's out of the hands of Kadosh Baruch. So that's the one. That's why that makes sense. What that means, Russia, as it were, can't play that role of Yira. Parak also Yira, Mr. Zutzehi, why ain't the Baruch believe that's well Yira Shemayim? That's from a Kishar Devarim. Ain't him Hashem is Baruch Legamri. Come and show Yira Shemayim. Now, so there's nothing in the world which is the expression of Elikus like Yira. Can Yira he megil el etzim Elikus so Yisberg sheitirgum shelikus who dachala shu lashon mara. And he said here can Yira he etzim Elikus lashon chomim hoytzi yirasim echeke. Vechein davar shu b'itzora rak Yira shu im Hashem Yisberg legamri k'mash Elikus shu etzim. So I think what he means is right. The Kodesh Baruch's relations with the world is that he's the Elohim and we're the expression of the again. So that is another way of saying that the relation, the idea of Elokus of a Bari and a Nivra means that there's a gap. Yira is the gap, like the Ran said. Yira is the awareness of the gap. So Yira is the perfect expression of what it means, the Bereshit is Elokus. So there's nothing else which expresses that greater than this awareness of the gap. So that's what Yira is. So Ein Lo Kodesh Baruch Hu Be'Olam Ha'Eli Yoytzei Shel Yira Shemayim. That is what a Kodesh Baruch Hu as a Kodesh Baruch Hu in his world. What the that relationship is defined as Yira. Okay, so that's step number one. Then he says now. The question is, so it's not so simple. That's the purpose of the Bria is Yira. Can Ein Bala Yira Yesh Loi Dover to Sev as Yosef Miklau? It's not called something outside, it's something which is extrinsic to you. That is being what you're supposed to be. That's intrinsic. I'm not asking you for something which, I'm not asking you to go and acquire something. I'm asking you to be something. I'm asking you to be what you are. That's all I'm asking. If I ask you to go acquire something, you say, whoa, I have to acquire it, I'm asking you something big. If I'm saying, I'm asking you to be what you are, I'm not asking you for, what am I asking you for? That's what the Chazal is saying. Shema ho yadavar tosefes, hayashach lomar mechiyirma zuzi, sheyesh yadavar tosefes. It's not something which is extrinsic to the person. So that's not what it is. It's not something which is outside of you. This is you. And therefore it means Mishu Chaser Yira, who Chaser, he's lacking something. He's not It means he's a dysfunctional human being. A person who doesn't have yira is not functioning as a human being is supposed to function. So I asked you to be, you know, I said, person, you know, I would like you to use all of your 5, your 10 fingers. Said, oh, you know, I'm asking you anything. I'm asking you to be the average person. Right. Elamai what? A lot of people walking around with, you know, with missing fingers. Okay, but the mice, that's called a chasur. Because the nature of Rishon made us is that we have 10 fingers. So Rishon, I made you with your nature is that you should have ears. People are missing it, so they're lacking in their being. But I'm not asking you to be something outside of what you are. So now he's not saying necessarily that it's automatically easy. He's asking, I'm asking you to be what you are. That is what Chazal, the pasuk is saying. I'm not asking you from something outside of you. I'm just asking something inside of you. But be what you are. That's not asking you for a davar tosefes. That's what Maral says.
Let's go back.
Yeah.
The year of a 20-year-old would be different than the year of a 70-year-old.
Halavai. We hope so. Yeah.
Would you say that a 20-year-old is dysfunctional?
No, I think that you know, yeah. we might for other reasons, but we're it's more and more getting the person to be aware of what it means to be a nivra. It's a process that we're going to go through. Now the question is like, why is it so hard? If it's so easy, why is it so hard? That's the question. Go back two pages. There's a piece in Sitzat Chaim which he quotes. He brings the Ritzel of Lazar. It says Tafayim Beis on the top of the page, whatever, something like that. You can almost read Sitzat Chaim on the top of the page.
Okay.
No other way. Okay. A gun Ritz of Blazer in the Or Yisrael Hakdam and the Shari Or Shoyal Lachar and Zap Dabrapella. Shemin said, Echad Royam Kama Cheshuba Hiya Yira Shemai. Shemir Al Adam, it enlightens the person. Via Yisrael and Merkozi, the word is Hashem. Yira Chon Rechaikim Moid Yira Shemai. We find it quite difficult. Lachar, Yitzark Liyosh, Yira Shemai, Mitiya Tabua Benef Shalodim. It should be a natural instinct. Kamoi Apachaj, Shaino Karach with Sony, and Mufal Ayere Machshava. The natural instinct is that yira. It doesn't go through the higher intellectual processes. It's an automatic reaction that when you're in danger, you have pacha. So I understand you could ask maybe the Yiras HaRoim is not natural. Let's argue. Yes, maybe, yes or no. The Yiras HaRoim for sure is natural. But we don't see people walking around with Yiras HaRoim worrying about Gehenna or worrying about Yiras HaRoim HaLem HaZeh. Why not? It just doesn't make sense. How many Yiras HaRoim HaZeh B'Yiras HaRoim? Because let's expand the question. Our first impression is that fear is a bad thing. It's one of the Rishon gave us matanas. One of the things Rishon gave us is pacha. She has to tell us it's part of our instinct to live. Rishon gave us mita pacha. Anything which is endangers my life, I have a natural instinct to stay away from them because I have. There is a instinct of preservation, self-preservation. And that helps you be safe. Feeling pain is very painful. On the other hand, it's a very important thing. There'd be no pain. So a person wouldn't address his issues. There are people that don't have receptors for pain, so they burn themselves horribly. They don't feel the pain of being burnt. So they end up with burnt hands. It's it's horrible pain when a person burns himself, but the other option is worse. If a person doesn't feel pain, so he doesn't have, he's not going to react. So kacha pachad, who said kach moel sha'adam yifachim yishrasat, so it keeps you safe. Kacha pachad eno sikhli, shrei kach za yesh kacham babali chayim. She's harm lishmer zatzim, he called over ra, he called to noel zahira. The animals also have a fear of things, and they keep them safe. Kosher mechazel, the tzvi, she'en yoshin al ba'ayin echad, ba'ayin echad psuchas, always has one eye open. Kima she'nimsa v'pachad tamiri, ulai yutsudu v'yisoy, nimsa kol zman v'chashash v'shvir al atzma. So it's always being constantly aware of danger. And ken ha'pachad u'chak chiyuvi, it's a matter of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and it's a positive thing. Again, it's called Kabbalah Yad Chayim Alei Damas. Again, Raya Mo Ojei Arbi Barmam Af Ein Apachad Shach LaSeichel. Teva Shalayim HaDoegas LaYaledah Shima Pachedas Yosim Yashir HaSeichel Matzav O'Yisko. The woman's fear, concern for the child is beyond natural thought process. Came home a little bit late. Now, if you think about it logically, chances are 99.9% there's no danger. Right? You know, he stopped, she was one of his friends, whatever. Immediately she's worrying about, something happened to him. Right? Mm-hmm. I'll agree with her, she's already thinking about the worst possible. I mean, he does this every day, the kid does this, you know. Like, because of the value of the child, that's why there's pachad. She yells at him. The kid doesn't know what's the mother's problem. Right, Teresa doesn't understand how scared she was, and that's why, from that vantage point, how scared she was. The natural, what now that you did it to me for no reason? How dare you pain me like this? But the Bresha made it says under Seichel. So therefore, to understand that why human beings don't have a natural instinct of yearning from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's one of the greatest ployim in the Bria. Natural instinct should be that if that's true for the goof, for the neshama, which is much more valuable, and this is dangerous to the neshama, it's going to be metam the neshama, it's going to create kehedim and oinshim, and distancing you and your creator, like, you should watch it, like, walk along. If our natural instinct would be to keep the mitzvah, so where's the bechira? Right? The natural instinct would be like that. I don't have to think about it even. Kim shabrotz on Hashem yisbar shalom yasem mekach bechira hasichlis. We have to choose ubechar to bechaim. The Rosham took away our natural instinct of Yira, which we had half for Sakana for the Neshama. Okay, so I told you we're going to be learning Steiros today, right?
Yeah, this is
right. Now, remember the Sephora said this pshat by Paro, and you know the pasukim say they took away, he lost his bechira. He said no, he didn't lose his bechira. It's the opposite. The normal response to the pressure he got would be to give in. So it wouldn't be bechira anymore. There's something forcing him to do it. It's not a decision that the seichel is making. When you're doing it under pressure, that's not called you. Right? That's what Chaim Shlomo says that halacha that a person does something under oinus, he's not chayav for it. He says because a human being is his seichel. And when there's an outside force forcing him to do it, it means the person is not chosen it. That other being is his body is doing it, but not defined by a body. We're defined by the human being, which includes the seichel. But my seichel isn't choosing this. There's something outside force forcing me to do it. So you're not chayav anoints him. Because it's not you. It's not the person who did it. That's what Hashem Shema's Ma'az wrote the Petur Vayis. So that was what the Paro is being forced. So Bershom made a nace that Paro should not feel the pressure of the Makas. And now he's a Barker. He lost no Bechira. He can choose whatever he wants, but it's 50-50. The Bershom made a 50-50. That's what the Sabrina learns by Paro. Not that he took away his Bechira like the Rambam. So Bershom says, I'm going to have to bolster your Bechira by making you not have the natural instinct, because the natural instinct would be the most logical thing in the world should be Shvi'at HaPacha. So this is a good Musa Teretz. You know, the Musa says, how can it be? The answer is, it is. You know, like that's how standard Musa Teretz work. You know, how can it be that the generation with so Sitz Mitzrayim and Matan Torah could do the Chet HaEgel? The answer is, that's the Kachal Yitzhar. That's an answer. That's the most of the answer. You see what a Yitzhar is. Okay? So, Al Yitzhar, Nukhul Habin Masham Rechazal, Apostle, Atayyus Hamasham Rechazal, Hakim the Yira, Bam Rechazal, Akabade Shem Chuz Yerushamayim, Kavir Pshutai, Shakol Masha, Bateva Ha'adam, Hubidei Shemayim, Kim Shakachi, Tviya Ba'abar Yisbarav. So, a couple of shemaim, every single natural instinct that you have, the Bereshit created that. So don't do it you. Your shemaim, the natural instinct that it should generate your shemaim, the Bereshit took that away. So it's not b'nei shemaim anymore. That's not the nature that the Bereshit made. Now, we do find that Bereshit helps. But so he seems to say that, you know, seems to be coming from a different angle, that Yir Shemayim is not something which is automatic. It's something which a human being has to generate. I think it would seem to me that, you know, if you want to take the morale, you want to take the Ran and the Kedah and put it together with this piece from the that he's saying from Ritzel Blazer, is that once you tap into it, once you make that decision, you're not using karchas which are outside of yourself. You're using the internal karchas which exist. You're just learning to train them to focus. In other words, if I could make Gehenna obvious to myself, there would be natural instinct to be scared. The problem is the Russian made it that Gehenna is not obvious. So if I tell you, you know, maybe there's some poison in something, you say, oh, I'm scared of my mind. You say, there's something called Gehenna, you say, why Mehechatesi? Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe right, maybe wrong with this poison there. But you don't take a chance on the poison. You take a chance on Gehenna. Right? So Rashi made it that Gehenna doesn't have the same type of relationship that we have with poison. Sakalas aguf and sakalas nefesh, not the same. But once I get to the point that I understand Gehenna is there,
then it's natural.
Then it's natural. Yes, now I'm going to take mitzvah seriously. I'm going to be scared because I see Gehenna. Right? So it's not that there's no natural element over here. It's the first stage which the Rosh made unnatural. And the second stage is natural. And that's what Rosh Hashanah was saying. I've given you, like the Kedeshiva says, I've given you the Kalim to come to the true understanding of reality. And once that's true, then it's a natural instinct to have the Pach. The problem is the Rosh Hashanah covered over reality and we don't see any cause and effect. We don't see Gehenna, we don't see Gan Eden, we don't see a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we see a physical world. And we are, from that vantage point, Yira, there's no Yira. There's nothing to be scared of. That's what I would suggest. Okay, now I want to touch on something else. Let's go back. Let's go back to page four. I just want to see the kind of Shapasha know what this is. What an oldness of years. Years of Shabbat. It's the page of what is it? Two pages before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, earlier.
Mr. Tough on my base. Back one more page
for that. One more.
Mitzvah Yiras Hashem is Leos Yiras Hashem Apanenu Tomei Devilti Nechato. We should have the year from Kodesh Baruch Hu constantly, or they shouldn't come to do Averis. Rabbi Shanir Bias Anshay Bliyir Levavenu Limogar Elav Kol Yom. Person is constantly aware of the Bereshim, is aware and can punish. It was a Nemar as Hashem Lagachotira. Rabbi Shazoy Mitzvah Zasei Kodesh Baruch Hu Tayyir Mitzvahs. So he brings a Raya, that's a mitzvah. Fine. Go to the next page. Now, when the Haggis b'chol mokum b'chol zman, this mitzvah is a mitzvah tamidi. It's one of the six mitzvahs tamidi use that the Chinuch talks about, that they applies any time of the day, you have this mitzvah. B'chol min adam, male or female, etc. They're constantly chayiv. Now, adds the chinuch the following thought. There's an opportunity for a veira. The person has a chayiv to arouse himself. You have to stop. And remind yourself that the Bereshim knows, the Bereshim punishes. Verbal zeh, b'loy shas libra b'kach b'yisin hashas. A person doesn't, at that moment, where he's being enticed by the avera, he doesn't arouse himself against it and create yirshamayim. Bitul asei zu. Shazohi shas kiyum asei zeh b'chivu. So, Batsim the mitzvah is constant. But the constant mitzvah is like almost along the lines of a mitzvah kiyumis. This is something you could do always. This is something you must do. And if you didn't do it at that moment, that's called bitul aseh. So a person doesn't count on Yir Shemayim at 10 o'clock at night while he's just sitting there spacing out. He wasn't mevatel aseh. He just didn't get the kiyum aseh. But a person, the moment of potential aveira, he did not arouse himself to overcome himself not to do the aveira. He was mevatel an aseh of the aseh of a year. That's the moment of the kiyum of a year. That's how the chinuch understands it. Important the kudah to understand. Okay, I want to do a piece from Rebolva, which is in the packet somewhere. Here it is. Last two pages. So now, there is a maracha which he calls Maracha Sayira. It's, I don't know, 40, 50 pages long. So I didn't put the whole, put the whole thing in. They have a long night, right? But at the end of the whole Maracha, basically, I think it's maybe the last parak, the second last parak. Okay. He talks about the Sefer called Sefer Hayira of Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah, besides writing Shari Tshuva and all the storm, he wrote a Sefer called Sefer Hayira. Now, what's interesting about Sefer Hayira is it's very little talking about Yira. It's talking about keeping mitzvah. Like it goes to halachas. You get up in the morning, you have to make sure you put on tzitzis. Make sure that the tzitzis are in the proper place. And make sure that your tefillin is square. Like, it's not talking about, like, musr. It's a halacha sefer. And he calls it sefer hayira. That's the, you know, there's a very important clue over there. When we wake up until we go to bed, He basically goes through your day. He goes through all the potential situations which should come up, and he tells you what is the proper way to deal with it, whether it's davening, learning, eating, the different potential of eras of achila, ben on the chaveroi, visiting your wife, children, arkim, etc. But emezet shulchan archaim bekitzer, so that's like a beautiful archaim. The yeshus dvarah b'meh sever zemin yuchel yira. What's the yira? So it's appropriate to take the yoke of a Kodesh Baruch upon your shoulders. So in the Hakdama, he talks about many things, and we sort of get the feel that there's it's like connected to Yira. But then it's like it starts to end short. Mashalat the Lord, we call us ever who? Ki yira ena maila achas ben shar hamailas al yonus al derech chayim by ronus tamidius. Yira means to live totally awake. That there's no time when you're spacing out from the reality of life. Kasher adam air kol rega. Yira means it's a way of life. It's not I walk around, I feel the fear of heaven. Yira means I walk around feeling the responsibility of life. Yira means I walk around taking life seriously. I think that the mashal which I would we mentioned this mashal before. So I go into the Smithsonian and they have over there, they have there's the world's largest diamond. It's called the Heart of Africa. They say, you know what? You won the lottery. You're allowed to hold this diamond, but please take care of it. So, I'm going to have Yira. I'm going to have a constant concern. This is a very tremendous responsibility, and I'm going to take it very seriously. I'm going to be happy. Wow! I'm the person who gets the bizarre to hold this diamond. So it's not something which means it makes me sad, but it's serious. You know, the seriousness, you know, in our society, we sort of learned this idea that I once had this conversation with somebody. I mentioned to him that Rabbi Chanan was Mekayim Shvisi Hashem L'Negdisavim. Rabbi Chanan constantly lived with awareness of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and therefore he would, you know, stand in the Hashem's presence, Shvisi Hashem L'Negdisavim. So he didn't laugh. Chanan never laughed. It's very hard to laugh when you're standing in the presence of the Melech. Somebody said, so he was a very sad person. So I didn't say he was a sad person. He said he didn't laugh. Well, if he doesn't laugh, it must be he's sad. Like that was the person's thought process. I said, I don't think that's true. There's people, person is in the middle of a very important business deal. He makes a lot of money. He's very serious. But he's also very happy. He makes a lot of money. Right? Those two are not a steer at each other. Like in our minds, they're steers. He's saying, the point we're saying over here is it's living with the awareness that life is serious. And there's tremendous opportunities, tremendous responsibilities. That's Yira. Yira is the awareness that you are in an important situation. It's partial awakening up. Now, once that you've woken up, this is what life's going to look like. Tamsa the sefer humash Rabbeinu Yonah kosa b'emsa sefer. Now let's take it a vayter. B'chol eis b'chol chashoyv. Eich tasa mitzvah ve'eich tishma me'aveira ke lahashlim kol yom b'toyv. Every moment you should be aware of thinking about how I can use this moment appropriately, therefore the day will go by well done. You want that you're constantly thinking about Torah Yerushalayim, because that will be what will be directing you always to do the right thing. We're nowhere near that. But let's understand what he's saying. Okay. Next, so he explains like this. Next paragraph. Ma'amid America's Machshavos Seinu Yom V'Laila. What is the pole which all of our thoughts revolve around? Bavadi huani atzmai me. Menuchu makalus la'afkin zel. I'll give you an example of it. V'rega shana penuyim mi iskenu. So when we daydream, what do we daydream about? We daydream about, I'm going to be happy, I'm going to be successful, I'm going to get what I want. But there's always this word, I. It's all about me. That's what we daydream about. We daydream about ourselves. What else should we... our children are an extension of ourselves. So we think about our children. But at the end of the day, it's because it's me which does that. And we almost feel like the mechayik is not possible. The choyd should be saved for a year. When the person's mind is daydreaming, he's thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Rebbe Yonah's world. What do you think about the first thing about this? You know, okay, I'm tired still. I had a good night's sleep. I got a lot to do today. These are thoughts we think about when we wake up in the morning. The person gave me back my life. That's the first thought you have in the morning. Now we know that's halacha, which is forced on us from Mibachutz to say thank you. Now, Yonah says, your natural instinct to think about, wow, the Bereshit was nice to give me back a life. Like, that's the first thought. And have the pachad of the chesed of the Kodesh Baruch Hu in front of your eyes. Okay. Now, Zois tiyam machshavta herbishana. While derech hazeh masadar ben Yonah is called Yom, cry hivran aliyam, my emphasis every mashiach. And then anytime you're free, you write to talk about the same thing. It's not his kiddush. He says, "Call me shaliboy machshava kavua beitos apnai who knows seven knows sinbo." If you have something which is like the constant focus of your life, whenever you have a free moment that you think about, therefore, the mission says a person neir balayla. Means he didn't make this the true focus of his life. So what are you living here for? Okay, Misha shows up in years, kila neno zerkar atero, mischai ben afshe. Okay. Then he says, the truth is, to switch your thought process. Instead of being constantly aware of yourself, being constantly aware of the bury. Okay. So he gives an example down the bottom line. The Rishaz Mekalim, Simcha Zisum, Nishma said in Kosta, Beklala Mekzorim Yom in the Rhine. His kapol that he made for himself for Yom in the Rhine. Iker Godel, Kodim Di Burcha Yom Zulas, whenever you speak with somebody, every time you speak to somebody, Lise Kresh Hashem Yisburach, Pamayim Rem Bukha Mazet, have a thought process of something you want to think about Kosh Baruch Hu, prepared, Ashi ksas tira l'tchilas l'kabel b'ser b'adim yosses. It goes there. The misha tiba b'zeh zayis kajim. Okay. So you're training yourself every time you speak to think about Kadosh Baruch Hu in front of you, and you're talking in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu to this individual. Now, at the beginning, that's going to be like you're being distracted from the individual, and you're not focusing on him and giving him a seder panim yafes because you're busy being aware of the bar mitzvah. You can train yourself to get used to it. Then anytime you open your mouth, you're thinking about your Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence. How does he want you to say what you're about to say to this person? This is not the Bnei Yonah. This is not the Chassid Yaiv. This is the Alter from Kelim. This is the Long Tzirik, you know. I think I mentioned to you that I had a chaver who went to the Manchester Rosh Hashiva for Elul. He was learning in Tel Aviv, so he wants to spend an Elul in Manchester with the Manchester Rosh Hashiva, with Segel's, that's all. And he came back and he told me, I asked him, how was it? He says, I was with a person, which I realized, that he never made a move without thinking beforehand whether he should do it or not. Every time he spoke, every time he moved his hand, everything he did was with thought. Like, that's what I saw for a month. It's a mind-boggling thing. You know, the challenge we have, if you want to be honest, is we're not sure we want that. Right? Because in our minds, it's a total change of life. It's not, you know what, I'll stay the same guy, just a little bit different. This is a whole new ballgame. This is what Yira really means. The challenge is, you know, honestly, we don't have a choice. I mean, we do have a choice. We have a hero, right? But we don't have a choice. You know, we can't make up our own. Listen, here's a like, you know, I hear what you're saying. I get it. I'd prefer to be able to do differently. It's not really an option. Okay, you know, the person is not a Kavetzar Kolber. You did a mitzvah, you get the scarf, etc. But this is not just doing mitzvahs better. This is like a whole new game plan, and it's like a mind-boggling thing that you know, you have to hold him a seven level madrega. I mentioned this in Shmuel's once. That, you know, when I first heard it, my reaction was, I don't want to live like that. I got to the point in my life where I do want to live like that. I'm not there yet, but at least I want it. You know, that's a madriga, you know, that's forward movement, you know. That's been about, you know, 35 years. I moved forward. I'm ready to say I want it. You know, like person says, thank you very much, you know. You want to be rich, like, you know, you start working, you know, like, you know, you want to have year, like, do it. I would say one area with a suggestion of an avoid, there's a lot more to the packet. Which I didn't touch. But I would say one more point. There's a fascinating Ramban. The pasuk we say in Shema, it's in the sixth parsha. We say the second paragraph of Shema, right? It says that the Russian wants La'av Hashem L'kechel L'av De B'chol Avavchem B'chol Avshecha. So what does L'av De B'chol Avavchem mean? So everybody knows the Rambam says the Chazal. Chazal says L'av De B'chol Avavchem Ezev Adashi B'leiv Zu Tefillah. Rambam says this is the source of the mitzvah, the rice of Tefillah. The Ramban says there's no mitzvah the rice of tefillah. The mitzvah the rice of tefillah is a pasuk about loisko, that when there's a tzorah, it means call out to Kadosh Baruch Hu with the shofar, but it means the process of human being calling out to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the mitzvah tefillah rice. Tefillah b'chol yom, the Ramban. The Ramban learns tefillah rice. B'chol yom is the rice. Says the Ramban, what does the pasuk called b'chol avavcha mean? That when you're serving Kadosh Baruch Hu, when you're doing a mitzvah, you're serving him. Do it being aware that you're serving him. Mm-hmm. So every time you do a mitzvah, you have two mitzvahs. Every mitzvah has two mitzvahs in it. You have a mitzvah A to do it, and you have a mitzvah B to do it as an expression of service. Because that is what's going to ingrain in us that we are the servant, we are the nivra, and he's the barit. The place where the human being meets his creator is in a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah, there's a mitzvah, and there's a mitzvah. That's where we meet our creator. That's a moment of a human being pashut meets him. I'm aware that he commanded me, and I'm doing it because I feel mitzvah that I must do what he commands me. So what I'm saying is I'm saying that I am being machniyah myself into being the eved to the burning. That's ula avdei. That's what eved is. At that moment, I do it because Rosh Hashanah said I must do it. So then I'm doing a mitzvah. I do it because I want to do it. So it's not a mitzvah. It's lacking in mitzvah. It's not sivui. So that's the opportunity that every time we do that, we're ingraining ourselves that there's the Bari and there's a Nivra, and he's Mitzvah and we're Mitzvah, and we're bound to serve him. That's Yira. So whether I have a Yira every moment of the day, but at least when I'm doing a mitzvah, I should have Yira. Right? That's what I think is that Ramban is a fascinating Ramban. Maman Amar says, comes out, he says that every time Mitzvah Shechus Kavana, which this is what it means, the Aruch HaShulchan says that Mitzvah Kavana doesn't mean like this whole, you have this whole, the Shem, Yichud, Kucha, it means two words. It just means I'm doing it L'Shem Mitzvah. L'Shem Mitzvah, I'm doing it because it's a mitzvah, it's a command. And one of them hold it's ma'akev. Otherwise it's not a mitzvah. It's a nice action, but the Rosh's goal is not actions. The Rosh's goal is tzivui. It's not called a tzivui if you don't do it because of the tzivui. I just said I like putting on black boxes. Oh, beautiful, wonderful. What do with Kosh Baruch Hu? I'm doing it because the Russian told me I have to do it. Oh, now it's a mitzvah. Now it's a command with a commander and a commanding. The other member says, no, it's not ma'akev. You did what the Russian told you. That's also called a kiyam mitzvah. But the Rabban is saying, but even so, the kuliyam leplegi, there's a mitzvah say the raisa every moment, every time you do a mitzvah, to do it right. As a tzivui. And every time you don't do it, you had a bitl mitzvah zaseh, according to the Ramban. So you put on tefillin, but you didn't do the mitzvah of the cholavavchen. You put on tzitzit, you didn't do all of the cholavavchen. You made a bracha, but you didn't do all of the cholavavchen. So every time you do all those things, you have to stop and think, why I'm doing it? Because there's a bury which said I have to do this. It's pushed and ingrains year into us. So we look at Yira in the Bria, we realize how limited we are vis-a-vis the Barei. But Kabbal Chomer, in the moment of when we meet him, we stand in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The moment that's when the human being meets the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the moment of the mitzvah, we should have Yira and serve because he said so, and we recognize how small we are vis-a-vis the Creator, and therefore our natural instinct is, yeah, of course I'm going to serve, right? I said, if I remember Moshe Weinstein, and Moshe asked me to do something, I'm not doing what Moshe said, because it's a passage, I should be able to myself to Moshe. I'm doing it because I decided it's a good idea. That's ridiculous. Of course I'm doing what Moshe said, because I recognize the gap, and therefore I understand that the proper state of being between me and him is I should serve him. That's a natural instinct that we have. We understand that intrinsically. That's called normal. That you serve a being of a greater being. So Kabbal Chomer, if we understand the gap between us and the Barei, the natural instinct is avoda. That's what I'm about to say. Okay.